There was a period in my life when I was considering going to business school. I did not particularly want to go to business school, but I felt that it might be to my professional advantage. Anyway, during that period, I was pathologically insecure about the GMAT. I was horribly afraid that I would do badly on it, and thus not get into business school. But I'm actually good at standardized tests, and I did well in the GMAT practice tests that I took. So there was no objective basis for this insecurity of mine. Then, more recently, I was planning on becoming a stockbroker. Again, I did not particularly want to do this, but at the time, I believed it to be to my practical advantage to go that route. Once again, however, I was pathologically afraid that I would fail the licensing exams, the Series 6 and Series 7 exams. Echoing what I just said, there was no objective basis for this fear, given that I am quite adept at these sorts of tests, but I simply could not shake that fear. Then, yesterday, it occurred to me why I had these exam phobias. I did not want to become a stockbroker, but at the time I would not let myself believe that, so convinced was I of it being necessary for me to go that route. So this desire of mine not to go that route had to come out circuitously, and it came out, consequently, in a doubly masked way. First, it came out as a concern about a licensing exam as opposed to the career path proper. Second, it came out as insecurity about being able to go that route, not as an affirmative desire not to go that route. Analogous points hold of my insecurity about the GMAT. So convinced was I that I had to go to business school that I refused to admit to myself that I did not want to do so. So my desire not to go had to come out in a doubly cloaked way, as concern about some minor test, and, second, as insecurity about business school, not as a positive desire not to go. In general, lack of intent to do such and such is often expressed as insecurity about doing such and such. There is a related point here. When I was telling myself that I had to become a stockbroker and that I had to go to business school, I believed that these paths were the rational ones for me to take, that, however I might feel about them, they would lead to an outcome that was monetarily and pragmatically viable. It turned out that this was not true. It turned out that stockbroker jobs are being taken over by robots at lightning speed, and that there are few jobs, if any, for brokers these days, and there will be even fewer in the future. As for business school, there can be money at the end of it, but it is only if one goes to certain business schools and subsequently embarks on rather specific career paths, none of which were appropriate for me, that business school leads to money. Much the same is true of law, incidentally. There is money in the law, but that doesn't mean that one will have any of this money if one goes to law school. In any case, my lack of intent vis-a-vis both the business school and stock brokerage routes seemed to have embodied knowledge on my part that these routes were not, in fact, the pragmatically indicated ones, which in turn suggests that I was embarking on them as a form of self-punishment and not, contrary to what I told myself, in a tough-minded attempt to take a practical no-nonsense route. For those routes were the nonsense routes, and the routes that I actually wanted to take, which I resisted taking since I told myself that there was no money or future there, actually turned out to lead to far more money and to have much more of a future than the other routes. Neurotic fears are often conscious proxies for non-neurotic negative intentions, non-neurotic negative desires, with which one, for whatever reason, will not permit oneself to consciously identify. One neurotically fears that such and such won't pan out equals one unconsciously, non-neurotically, wants such and such not to pan out.